Chapter 4. How does a computer work? Dialogue 1.
Mark, your computer has just turned off all by itself.
Actually, it just went into energy saver mode.
Energy saver mode? What's that?
If the processor hasn't received any input for a certain period of time, it turns off the monitor. All you have to do to turn it on again is move the mouse or hit a key on the keyboard.
Dialogue 2.
So, you've decided to get a laptop computer.
That's right. It's more expensive and harder to fix, but I'm on the road so much. I have to have something I can take with me.
Dialogue 3.
Did you get your new laptop yet?
No. I've done some shopping, but it's hard to decide.
Why is that?
Well, I found one that I like quite a bit.
Good.
It has a 15-inch screen with good resolution, but it doesn't have a built-in CD-ROM. The other has both a floppy drive and CD-ROM built-in, but the screen is small and it's just too heavy.
I guess you can't have the best of both worlds.
I guess not.
Dialogue 4.
I like storing my pictures on disk because it gives me lots of options.
What sort of options does it give you?
Well, first of all, it provides a safe, compact place to store them. Second, I can do lots of fun things with them with the image editing software I have.
Is there anything else?
Well, if I want to, I can print them out later. Or I can also use the computer to present them as a slideshow for my friends. Passage. How does a computer work? Professional terms. Diskette.
Diskette.
Memory.
Memory.
Processor.
Processor.
Keyboard.
Keyboard.
Manipulate.
Manipulate.
A computer is controlled by a stored program. Thus, the first step in using the machine is copying the program from diskette into memory. Now, the processor can begin executing instructions. Input data from the keyboard are stored memory. The processor manipulates the data, storing the results back into memory. Finally, the results are output. Notes. A computer is controlled by a stored program. Thus, the first step in using the machine is copying the program from diskette into memory. Professional terms. Content.
Content.
Invoice.
Invoice.
Collection.
Collection.
Chart.
Chart.
Joystick.
Joystick.
Imaginary.
Imaginary.
Memory's contents are easy to change. Thus, when one set of data has been processed, the program can be repeated, reading and processing new data and generating new output. If the data can be changed, why not the program? When a program is finished, a new one can take its place in memory, allowing the computer to process completely different data. 1 minute, it can generate paychecks from labor data under control of a payroll program. The next minute, it can prepare bills from invoices under control of a billing program. Later, this same collection of components
controlled yet another program, can read statistical data and produce a bar chart, or sense the movements of a joystick, and manipulate the position of an imaginary spaceship on a display screen. Professional terms. Input device.
Input device.
Output device.
Output device.
Pulse.
Pulse.
The physical components of a computer, the processor, memory, input devices, and output devices, are its hardware. You can see them, touch them, feel them. Programs and data are different, existing only as electronic pulses stored in memory. Software is a general term for program. Professional terms. Interface.
Interface.
Layout.
Layout.
Assign.
Assign.
Spreadsheet.
Spreadsheet.
Behind the scene.
Behind the scene.
The hardware-software interface. When you think of software, you probably think of application programs. They supply end-user functions, allowing people to perform such tasks as playing a game, writing a paper, laying out a spreadsheet, or generating paychecks. Another type of software, called system software, performs its assigned tasks behind the scenes. An excellent example is the operating system found on most computers. An operating system serves as an interface, bridging the gap between hardware and application software. Professional terms. Operating system.
Operating system.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Involve.
Involve.
Logic.
Logic.
Load.
Load.
What exactly does an operating system do? Basically, it performs a number of supporting functions. For example, suppose an application program is stored on a disk. Before the program can be executed, it must be copied into the main memory first. Because the program that controls a computer must be in the main memory, the process of copying a program from disk to memory involves considerable logic. The source of a computer's logic is software. Thus, if the application program is to be loaded, there must be a program in the memory to control the loading process. That program is the operation system. Chapter 5, Windows. Dialogue 1. Your desktop looks different from how it used to look.
Yeah, I just installed Windows 98. It has a few new features that makes it look different.
Dialogue 2. I didn't know Windows 2000 was already on the market.
Well, this is the beta version, but it works pretty well.
I think I'll wait for the real thing to come out. Dialogue 3. I think my computer is slowing me down at work.
Why that?
I spent all morning setting its wallpaper, screensaver, sound files, and icons just the way I like them. when I get done, there wasn't time to do anything else. Dialogue 4. Do you have something against Microsoft?
I don't necessarily have anything against them.
But you don't have anything for them, either.
No. Actually, Microsoft has done some very good things for the computer industry. I would just like to see them have some competition. Windows works all right, but it could still use a lot of improvement. And that probably won't happen without some competition.
Passage. Windows. Professional terms. Application.
Application.
Exploit.
Exploit.
Integrate.
Integrate.
Tremendous.
Tremendous.
Windows is an extension of DOS. By utilizing Windows, you expand all the features of DOS. In addition, Windows allows you to execute multiple programs simultaneously, quickly changing from one application to another, and to integrate multiple packages exploiting the best features of each. If you have used Microsoft Windows, you probably are already sold on its tremendous flexibility. If you have not used Windows, you will find that it is more than worth its costs for several reasons. Most important, Microsoft Windows lays the foundation for future PC operating systems. Windows, like DOS, is written in the C language. Many programmers will benefit from having the ability to interface applications to Windows. In the future, you will see many more programs integrated into Windows. Professional terms. Burden.
Burden.
Icon.
Icon.
Novice.
Novice.
Before proceeding into the examination of Windows, it is important to establish a foundation for the thought processes used to develop Windows and the goals Windows attempts to meet. First, many PC users are not familiar with the DOS command, nor do they desire to be. The first goal of Windows is to relieve users of the burden of having to memorize and understand DOS command and their various operations. As you will see, Windows has replaced the DOS prompt with pull-down menus and dialog boxes. DOS commands are represented by Windows icons, and Windows supports a mouse interface. Windows makes the interface to the computer easy for novices to use, and therefore non-threatening. But this has, in turn, reduced the time it takes to train users on the systems new to them. Professional terms. Calculator.
Calculator.
Notepad.
Notepad.
Second, Windows allows you to run multiple programs at one time. A computer with the ability to execute several programs simultaneously is called a time-sharing system. Later, we will further examine how Windows performs time-sharing. Third, Windows is called a desktop system. Windows provides many of the abilities normally associated with items on your desk, such as a notepad, calculator, and calendar. Professional terms. Distinct.
Distinct.
Individual.
Individual.
Region.
Region.
As previously stated, Windows allows you to run multiple programs simultaneously, with each window appearing as an individual screen. For example, if you are running three programs simultaneously in a general way, you have to run on three individual screens. With Windows, each of the application runs on the same computer, dividing the screen into three distinct regions. Windows works by time-sharing the central processing unit, CPU. Each time a program runs, the CPU finds the instructions for the program in memory and executes them. Professional terms. Character.
Character.
Because of the tremendous speed of today's computers, the CPU spends the majority of its idle time waiting to perform additional processing. For example, if you are using a word processing program, the CPU spends the majority of its time waiting for you to type in characters at the keyboard. During a 1 second period, the CPU may be processing only 25% of the time.